Welcome to the Daily Dharma, a podcast where we draw inspiration from Buddhist philosophy on how to fix and better our lives. Join us as we dig through the archives of Buddhist texts, great teachers, and real life to grab an extra hit of wisdom to lift us up from the daily grind and find much needed peace.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Daily Dharma. In this episode, we're going to be exploring the theme of living two lives through the story Senjo and Her Soul Are Separated, a Chinese folktale that comes from the book The Hidden Lamp, stories from 25 centuries of awakened women, edited by Florence Kaplow and Susan Moon. Here is how the story goes. Senjo was the beloved daughter of Chokin. In childhood, she played with her cousin Ochu, and Senjo's father jokingly told them that they were actually betrothed. They eventually believed him, and later they genuinely fell in love. When her father told her, when she was of age, that she would actually marry another man, Ochu and Senjo were truly heartbroken. Before the wedding would take place between Senjo and the other man, Ochu decided to leave the village in a boat. But as he was leaving, he saw a distant figure running along the riverbank, calling to him. It was Senjo. Joyfully, she joined him, and the two traveled far, far away from their village, where they eventually got married and had two children with each other. 5 long years went by, and Senjo longed to see her parents once again and ask for their forgiveness. Eventually, they decided to travel back to their village, and Ochu went straight to her father, Chokin, and told him the story of how they got together and apologized for them both. Chokin, astonished, asked Ochu, "Which person are you talking about?" "Your daughter, Senjo," replied Ochu. Chokin then said, "My daughter Senjo? Ever since you left, she's been sick in bed, at home, unable to speak, unable to move." Then Ochu brought Senjo up from the boat. As they approached her parents' door, the Senjo, who had been sick in her room the whole time, got up from her bed, smiling. When the two Senjos met, they merged into one. Senjo said, "I saw Ochu going away, and that night I dreamed that I ran after his boat. The one that went away in the boat, or the one that stayed at home, I cannot tell which one is the real me." Later, Zen Master Wuzu asked, "Senjo was separated from her soul. Now, which one was the real Senjo?" What's very interesting about this story is that it feels very, very relatable in our everyday lives. Just like Senjo experienced, there's often a version of ourselves that is thriving, that is happy, that is feeling like they have a sense of agency. But there is also a side of us that is sad, that is sick and tired of living in society and having to deal with injustice on a daily basis, both with the people around us and also ourselves. But both of these pieces of us exist in the same body. And as much as we want to reconcile them and understand both, it could be a lot harder to do so, knowing that we prefer one side over the other. Recently, I had gone through a painful incident in my life, and I started getting these thoughts of, I was so happy just 5 minutes ago, and now I'm back again ruminating about this problem. Why can't I go back to that version of me that was happy? Why can't I go back to the part of me that is content and that is calm and that is serene? Why is it that I keep coming back to this anger? I don't want this anger. I want this anger to go away. But of course, just like in the story, Sencho, despite marrying the man of her dreams and having two beautiful children and living her dream life, eventually longs for home. And just in the same way, even if we are at the very happiest of our lives, there's always going to be a tinge of sadness, the other side of you, that is going to be in there and that you'll eventually have to come to terms with. So, in examining my own feelings of anger and frustration, I realized that instead of running away from these feelings, I have to understand them. I have to get to the root of it. I had to ask myself, why am I so angry about this incident? What is it about this incident or this experience has made me so frustrated? I had to be willing to actually sit with this anger and look at it head on in order to understand it before my body can start actually processing it, before I can actually start allowing it to merge with the good side and helping me become more neutral and more calm overall. In Buddhist philosophy and spirituality in general, to me, the dual nature is very much this happiness versus sadness, two sides of the same coin. Enlightenment is all about the balance of understanding both sides equally, not necessarily favoring one. Happiness and sadness are both technically perceptions of a situation. But if we don't understand the sadness and only seek to understand the happiness, can we really understand the whole holistic truth of life, of the universe, of our existence? In the same way, it's only when the two sides of Sencho came together that she finally became whole. The version of her that was living her best life and the version of her that was sick at home, sad, unhappy, not feeling good about life, they were both real parts of one person. And it's only when those two pieces came together that she became one complete being. And in the same way, within each of us are so many pieces, so many different emotions that often are so opposing and contradict one another. But unless we stop to understand each and every side of us, no matter how difficult or different or even sad or angry or depressing could be at times, if we really truly want to feel whole as one person and to move forward feeling comfortable in our own skin, comfortable with our own emotions, we have to look at every side of ourselves. And that's exactly what I told myself when I was having all these thoughts of, I don't like this anger. I want it to go away. Why can't the side of myself just disappear? Of course, it would be very easy to cut and paste parts of ourselves, but it's really in knowing both good and bad within us, both happiness and sadness. It's in examining these emotions that we start to see, what is emotion? How is emotion formed? And also, why do we feel the way we feel? And when we start to unravel and figure that out, we essentially start to understand ourselves as human beings, as people, how we live our lives in general, and almost how we can actually redefine how we live our life. I used to judge myself so deeply for strong emotions, especially strong negative emotions, but in reminding myself that this is also part of me, this is also part of life, that understanding this anger, this sadness, this depression is just as important as embracing the happiness, the joy, the serenity, that both sides are going to lead to a deeper wisdom and understanding of the nature of life. That definitely makes me more open to examine, understand, and empathize with these emotions, instead of hoping that I could only be one side of the same coin. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you have a beautiful, safe, and joyful week ahead of you. Until next week.